If there's one thing that I can do, it's look them in the eyes and treat them like a person. That was Deb Welsh, deacon at Highlands United Methodist Church. 6 days a week, the church gathers volunteers to serve breakfast and dispense necessary medicine to a motley crew of hungry and predominantly homeless people. When our group arrives at the church, we walk into a kitchen and dining area where around 100 people sit, eating a hearty breakfast and enjoying each other's company. Volunteers walk around pouring coffee or handing out medicine while others sit and converse with the church's guest. I spoke with Ryan Sharp, a thin man with a bright smile, about the church's mission. How do you think your life has been affected by the work that's being done here?
One thing, it might sound funny, it kept me from starving to death.
Ryan didn't go too in-depth about his story, but a young couple, Hannah and Brandon, did. Hannah and Brandon had gone from earning a stable income to losing almost everything in 2 weeks.
When I was able, I did try to give a lot to my community. Mm-hmm. I did a lot of volunteer work at the botanical gardens. Mm-hmm. And I did everything I could for everyone I know around me.
Right.
So I've been told it's all right to accept a little bit of help so you can help others when you can.
He went on to describe how he lost his job.
I was at a car wash.
It was basically like...
I had a heat stroke.
Yes, you
and
the stroke.
I ended up having to leave. I had blacked out twice in the bathroom so I could keep my hours because I have no other way to bring income in.
Brandon was in the ER for 2 days with a near stroke and fatigue, but his manager cannot change his 12-hour shift in the Alabama heat with only a 20-minute break. Due to mental health issues, Hannah had to quit her job a couple days before, thinking Brandon would be able to support the two of them. Right before leaving, we ran into Jenny, a volunteer with an apron thrown over her clothes paired with a never-ceasing smile. She told us about her son, who also stops by the church for a morning meal. We find out that he struggles with a drug addiction, causing him to experience homelessness.
If you experiment with some of these drugs that are on the market, it changes the chemistry in your brain, and you can't get off of them, so you can't have a job, your parents throw you out, and you end up in here.
She also describes the struggles of another avid breakfast attendee, who was one of the many that faced the same problems.
The old lady that left, her name is Cricket, but she's a sweetheart. You know, I got her some stuff at the Salvation Army, some shoes and pajamas and a coat last year. She didn't have a coat. And one of the ladies that's here today, I saw her leave without shoes on one day. You know, and they have the shirt on their back, and then they do laundry over here, so that's good. But before, they just wore them till they rotted.
After serving breakfast, we were taken upstairs to the chapel, where Deb Welsh explained the church's ministry work and divulged some stories about her clients. This includes Herman, known by many as the man who stands in 5 points, often without pants.
Part of Herman's story, Herman has had a couple of head injuries, and you can actually watch him, like watch a TV show with him, and then the next day he might not can distinguish between whether that happened in his life.
Deb explains how Herman has suffered mental trauma as a war vet, but despite this, still proves to be an exceptionally insightful person.
After about 2 weeks, Herman came up to me and said, "Pastor, we're going to be okay." And I said, "Of course we're going to be okay, Herman, but how do you know we're going to be okay?" And he said, "I know we're going to be okay because you look me in the eye, and that makes me feel like a person."
Later that afternoon, we toured First Light, a woman's shelter that provides their residents with social workers to help residents get back on their feet. But Deborah Everson, our tour guide and director of volunteering, explains why this could be difficult.
Each person is different. They may be here 3 or 4 months. They may be here, as I said, almost a year. One of the things that we got very tired of facing was women would be here. They would stay here what seemed like forever because they might be ready to get an apartment, but they couldn't afford the rent.
However, the woman continued to amaze Deborah with their courage and bravery.
These women find inspiration from each other, really and truly. A lot of these ladies inspire me too, because I don't know if I could be as tough. I don't know if I could survive. I don't know if I could find hope.
One of the themes that resonated throughout the whole day was that homelessness can affect anyone. Every person has an individual situation. One person, one story. For YouthServe, I'm Ada Cohen, with help from
Matthew Smith,
William Zell,
Sophie Nadler,
Joseph Avery,
Ella Wolf,
Mitchell Morrow,